Budget, there was a lot of talk about it yesterday, so our Mayor Matt Burnett joining us this morning. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, mate. Good morning, Central Queensland.
The budget, a lot of talk about it yesterday. You're never going to make everybody happy, but what are the key points out of the budget for this year?
Obviously, you know, cost pressures for everybody are important to deal with, but from our point of view, on top of our rates freeze last year, it was important to keep any increases to a minimum. And I believe the team did a fantastic job. We've managed to keep the increase to the average general rate to CPI, which is 1.7%. So that's about as good as it can get on top of a rates freeze last year. I know everyone would love it to be freeze rates again, but as I said, cost pressures, not only just for community and for households, but also for council as well.
That's pretty good. You've just gone up with the CPI. You can't ask more than that.
Yeah, no, and that's for the average general rate. So obviously with valuation changes last year, people would have received a new valuation in their mailbox in March. But of course, you know, property prices have increased since then. But what happens is that's just a snapshot in time of what is used. So some people's rates will go up a little bit more and some people will go down. I think it's about 6,000 properties will actually see a rate decrease. It varies across the region, but no one will go up more than the 10% cap. That's why we put a cap on there to make sure that if your property fluctuated significantly, the maximum yours would go up would be 10%. However, it can go down significantly more than that. It can go down 10, 20, 40%.
Okay. Mate, some of the capital projects.
Yeah, so we have a $73.4 million capital works program this year, and that's on the back of a $65 million capital works program last year, which was delivered in full, which is pretty good for our team. Councillor Hanson and others, obviously all the councillors, but Councillor Hanson particularly has been pushing to make sure that capital works program has been delivered, and I'm very pleased to say it was delivered in full last year.
Awesome.
This year we got $73 million, so that's mostly on wastewater projects, water, roads, sewerage, water supply and bridges and things like that. So I've got the whole budget summary on my Facebook page, and we have got all the information out there as well if people want to go into the exact detail. But also Queensland Government and the Federal Government have contributed $16.7 million to that. So lots of projects from like the Queensland Government Works for Queensland program and the Federal Government's Local Roads and Community Infrastructure program.
Right.
Thanks to the Feds for that.
And, mate, there's a bit going on over the next few weeks. The Mount Larcombe Show is on this Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking forward to it because I've never been before and I've heard so much about it.
It's going to be awesome. So yes, Saturday and Sunday, make sure you get down there and check it out. It will be unreal. All the events, all the pavilion events as well, there's so much to see and do. But one of the things I'm excited to see would be the Matheson Crane Hire giant ball drop, where I think they win $10,000 four times and then it jackpot. So if no one wins, you win $40,000.
And it's got to be a big event. MountLarcombeShow.com.au. If anybody wants to find out more info, and that's where you book your tickets too. Better off doing that online than queuing up at the gate, mountlarcombeshow.com.au. And, mate, something back in July.
That's right, yeah. So, obviously, at Easter time, we had to reschedule our Brisbane to Gladstone Village. So that is happening again on the Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th of July. So we'll have the Yachtsman's Long Lunch on Saturday the 3rd. That'll be followed by the Line Crossing Party that night. And then the Seafood Festival, which is free entry for everyone to come along and enjoy, is on Sunday the 4th.
Thank you, mate, for your time this morning. We'll catch up again next week.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
There's our man, Matt Burnett, here on Classic Hits 4CC.